Boss Ladies. I've been thinking a lot today about dreams and regrets. And you know that old saying, we regret more the things we didn't do than the things we did. And that saying always hits me straight between the eyes because I kind of feel like, for the most part, we definitely let our own fear get in the way of pursuing our dreams and living the life that we really want to. And I think that fear takes many different forms. So sometimes you might be afraid of failing. And I mean, I can understand that that's human and that's obviously your ego speaking. And that's going to stop you from taking certain risks because you wonder what it's going to be like if you don't succeed, if you don't make it. And part of the fear comes from that fear of what are other people going to think or say. And I think there's a very small part in some of us where that fear is actually the fear of success, right? I know that it sounds crazy and it might be something that you've not thought of because it is so self-sabotaging. Why would you get in your own way because you're afraid of your own success? The truth is that it does happen to all of us. And I think a big part of that is that we've been conditioned for so long, our entire life really, that we need to be humble and we shouldn't be arrogant. And no one ever really teaches us that difference between arrogance and humility. Because wanting to live your best life, wanting to be as fit and healthy as you can, wanting to be as physically attractive as you possibly can, wanting to be as wealthy and successful or powerful or whatever it is that you want, there is actually nothing wrong with that. You don't need to live in poverty to be humble, right? I mean, I've had the fortune of actually meeting some pretty famous, successful people, and they really are humble. They don't go flaunting their wealth. They don't go flaunting their success. And a big part of that is because they realize that that success or that wealth, that isn't what defines them. The essence of who you are, that is what defines you. It's not about what you look like or what you wear or how much money you make or your job title or where you live or the car that you drive. It's not about any of those things, right? So if we come back to chasing our dreams and setting those goals and the fears that we have, let's start unpacking them a little bit. Start thinking first and foremost of your fear of failure, okay? And the minute you have a fear of failure, just stop it right there. Because at the end of the day, you are going to regret more the things that you didn't do than the things that you did. Let's say you have a crush on someone, you're crazy about them, you want to ask them out on a date. What's the worst that can happen? They could say no, right? So back when I was in university or college, as you'd call it in the US, I learned this lesson from a friend of mine. She taught me that if I was ever afraid of failing at anything, I should consider and basically visualize for myself what's the worst that can happen and make peace with that, right? Once you've sat with that for a while and realized it probably won't matter in a week or a month or a year, whatever the worst thing is that can happen. Once you've made peace with that, then it shouldn't be scary for you anymore. Just go out there and do it. Because if you fail, you were already expecting the worst and you already kind of envisioned what it might feel like, what it might look like. So just own it and go out there and try. The second type of fear, if you're afraid of what other people might think, well, that's the biggest bullshit that there is. Because let's be honest, most people who are going to criticize you for the things that you want to do either probably don't really understand what your motivations are and why you want to do it, or they don't actually have the balls to even attempt to do what you're doing. So don't worry about them. Don't give a damn. It's your life, not theirs. And the third type of fear that you might face when you're chasing your goals is the fear of success. And that is the darkest and deepest and ugliest and meanest one of all of them. Don't be afraid of your own magic and your own sparkle and just the absolute miracle that is your life. Don't be afraid of chasing your dreams and making a difference and being the absolute best you that you can be. Because if you allow yourself to be afraid of that amazing person and that amazing success and the joy and happiness and peace that is likely going to come with actually attaining your goal, if you allow that to happen, you are robbing yourself of a lifetime of happiness, and you are robbing the world around you of your best self. So just quit being afraid of your sparkle, quit being afraid of your magic, quit being afraid of being the best that you can be. Quit being afraid of what could go wrong. Stop focusing on the risk and start focusing instead on the reward. I'll chat to you again.